To the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to be back with you again. Been a very, very busy day here at our headquarters up here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho, and that's the way it is, and I'm happy that it's busy, but I'm so far behind it seems like I'll never get caught up again. But anyway, we keep going forward, folks. We keep going forward. You know, I'm ashamed almost daily now. I'm just really ashamed of my fellow police officers out there around this nation. Again today, we read that a female police officer tasered a 12-year-old on a school bus. Just absolutely insane what's going on out there. You know, it was just a few years ago I was in law enforcement and also an instructor. State certified police instructor, and we were still teaching police officers how to take down a person. We didn't have to teach them how to take down a 12-year-old kid. Any adult can do that without a taser, but we taught them how to take down some of the biggest, ugliest, strongest mugs that there was out there, criminals. And police officers knew how to do it. So what is going on today, folks, with all this fancy equipment that they're being given, is that we have 8-year-olds being tasered and handcuffed and led off to jail, 12-year-olds being tasered on the school bus. Lorain, Ohio Police Department, you should be ashamed. Having this female officer taser with a X-26 taser gun to shock the unruly 12-year-old on the school bus, just incredible. According to the police report, police were called to remove the boy from the bus after he tried to steal another boy's CD case. Now, folks, I've been a police officer for many, many years. I was a father for many, many years, raising two boys. And I can tell you right now, kids take each other's stuff. Especially at school. I'm sure there's not a person listening to my voice that somebody, while you were in school or on the school bus, somebody didn't come up and snatch something that you had. Well, I bet there's not a person listening to my voice that person, that kid, got stunned with a taser by the police either. We'll be right back to talk about police abuse when we return for more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, folks, we're back, and this old cop's angry. You know, we've got two police and military associations, and I'm happy to tell you that most of our police and soldiers that we deal with know how to conduct themselves as a police officer when it comes to arresting some criminal out there. And I'm just ashamed to read almost weekly in the papers or on our email that's coming in from around the country and other parts of the world about police officers not knowing how to handle themselves. Here's this tasering of another child. Folks, if you've never been hit with 50,000 volts of electricity, you've got a real shock coming to you. Yes, I'm playing on words, all right, but I mean that literally. And I've been hit by tasers. I've been hit by stun guns, 50,000 volts. And it is not a good thing. Not a good thing. And that's why they had to change the name from non-lethal to less than lethal, because people die from these things. And certainly a 12-year-old boy, an 8-year-old girl, these kids can be killed by these tasers of 50,000 volts. And so it is a life and death risk that that officer took, because a 12-year-old boy allegedly runs up, takes a guy's CD case, another boy's CD case, and runs down the aisle of the bus with it. Police Captain Russ Camberry said the boy cussed at the officers and then threatened her. Oh, my gosh. This 12-year-old threatened the female officer. Well, I don't blame her for going for that taser and taking him down because he threatened her. He cussed at the boy cussed at them. What is happening in this world? When he made a threat that he was going to kill her, he bucked his head forward and hit her on the chin and broke one of his arms free, said Police Captain Canberry. Well, that's a hardened criminal there. That little 12-year-old ought to be put in prison, and they're going to try to do it, folks, because this female officer screwed up and tasered this 12-year-old. And by the way, there was a mob of angry people outside the bus, pounding on the bus, demanding the officer let the boy go because they were watching this absolutely insane action by the police. Now, what they always do, they're going to do to this little boy, they're charging him with three felonies to try to cover for this female officer's activities. Three felonies are charging with robbery, assault on a police officer, and resisting arrest. Well, I'll tell you what. Good thing I'm not king. It's good thing I'm not king, because I would surely kick some booty out there of police officers that don't know how to do their job. I'd kick them right out on the street and go have them get a job flipping hamburgers someplace, because that's what these officers deserve. Can't even handle children. I worked in the high crime area of the sixth largest city in the United States, and our officers had to know how to handle themselves. We didn't have tasers. We had our nightstick, we had our mace, pepper spray, and our gun. And we could not use, under the laws of progression of force, officers today aren't using progression of force. They're taking out their gun and shooting people. So wonder she didn't shoot this 12-year-old for stealing this boy's CD case on the bus and running down the aisle. Of course, they'd have covered for her if she had shot him. But when I was a police officer not long ago, folks, in the sixth largest city in the United States, in the high crime area, I mean absolute war zone, we weren't allowed to take our guns out unless we're going to use them. We learned how to use our pepper spray, our nightsticks, and our fists, and we learned takedowns for huge individuals, people that were more powerful than us. We knew how to take them down. I don't know. Maybe this 12-year-old was more powerful than this female police officer. Maybe he overpowered her. But I don't think that's the case at all. I think they're being trained to be barbaric like this is what I think's going on, because it's happening every day now across America. Oh, boy. Well, aren't you happy, folks? Aren't you excited that finally, after 40 years since the attack on the U.S. Liberty, finally the word is coming out what really happened? I hope you're as excited about it as we here at our police and military associations are. For the few out there probably don't know, on June 8, 1967, 2 days into the six-day war in Israel, Israeli warplanes. Now, when I say this, remember, folks, it's very important that when I say Israeli warplanes blew up the USS Liberty, it's just like saying Americans went over there and killed 100,000 Iraqis now, and of course it's a lot more than that. It's coming on 200,000, but that's all we're being told by our government sources. You know, it's much higher than 100,000. But it is wrong to say the Americans went over there and did this, because it is the evil rulers in this land that sent Americans over there unwittingly to do this. Okay, it's the evil rulers. So when I say that the USS Liberty was attacked in international waters during the Six-Day War in 1967, that it was not the Israeli people that did this. It's the evil leadership of that nation that sent these jets over there and had them blow up a ship, an American ship that had the American flag on it and also had the markings, the USS Liberty, and was decorated and painted as the Navy ships are marked. All of them are marked. And so there was no misidentification. What it turned out to be is the evil leadership in the Zionist leadership in Israel had decided to use the old tactic of committing a crime against somebody and then blaming it on your enemy. Well, they were going to sink the USS Liberty that was out in the area in international waters and blame it on the Egyptians and Arab nations over there. So they covered up the tail numbers on the Israeli planes and came over and bombed the USS Liberty and killed a number of our soldiers. And then, of all things, unheard of in war, folks, unheard of, as the Navy shipmates were jumping overboard because their ship was being blown apart into the water, there's a rescue on top of the boat, on top of the ship. They're throwing lifesavers over and rafts. And here comes the the sailors from the Iraq, or the Israeli ship over there, came over and started using personal firearms, these handheld firearms, to shoot those that were in the water and to shoot up their flotation devices. And they claim it was a matter of not knowing it was an American ship. Well, we lost dozens of our brothers and sisters in there, and Israel said that they mistook the ship for an Egyptian Navy vessel. Well, folks, of course that's not true, and we know it's not true. For one thing, the Navy vessel, the Egyptian Navy vessel, is much, much smaller than the USS Liberty and had none of the big antennas for intelligence gathering sticking out of the top of it. And, of course, previous official U.S. and Israeli investigations have found Israel totally guiltless for making and said it made a mistake, possibly by misidentifying the U.S. ship. Well, folks, I'm just saying it's very good today to hear that we've got attention coming to this, and we hope to have an actual real investigation into it. It has a lot to do with what's happening today, folks, too. The same thing happened in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and Vietnam, to get us into those wars, and also to get us into the war on terrorism, where the governments blow up something, kill a lot of the people in a nation, and then blame it on another nation. Sound like the war on terrorism to you? Certainly does to this old cop and soldier here. If you'd like to get a hold of the group that's exposing this today and get them more exposure, if you have ways to get them more exposure, write to the USS Liberty Veterans Association and get their report of them trying to get a real investigation into this. Write to them at www.USSLibertyInquiry, that's one word, www.USSLibertyInquiry.com. USSLibertyInquiry, one word, .com. Yes, I'm just pleased that all of these years have gone by. And it's good that this is coming out because it shows a tactic that's been used repeatedly throughout all the wars, including getting us into the Gulf Wars, second Gulf War here, of the nation's enemies, their leadership, the enemies of the people, the nation's leadership, blowing up something and blame it on another country so that they can go to war. So that's a perfect example of that. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with more of the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Haven't opened up the phone lines yet, but the phone lines are jamming up. If you'd like to call in tonight, this is a good night to call in. Let me give out those call-in numbers here. We're at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Gabe in Texas. Gabe, what about this boy being shot? What's going on down there in Texas?
Right, that's right, Officer Jack. I was actually just down at the Austin Police Department headquarters, where there was over 200 people. Despite what KLBJ said, there was only 75. There was more than 200 people. It's kind of funny how you know, the mainstream news kind of shills with the establishment there, because they put in the most ridiculous sign that someone had. They mentioned that. They didn't mention all the other signs that were there. They made a lot more sense, and the sound clip they played was the most ridiculous sound clip.
Yeah.
It just gets me how you know, we have
bias
to rely on good networks like Genesis and Republic and the good folks at Radio Free Austin to really bring us the truth. But essentially, this was a protest that was going against a young man who got killed, an 18-year-old. He just turned 18, and he was in a supposedly a high drug area in Austin, Texas, and the police were doing randomly pulling him out of his vehicle. He did not resist. We have eyewitness testimony that this young man did not prove any resistance, but apparently the female officer that ended up shooting him in the back of the shoulder, which the bullet went the shoulder blade into his heart, and he was instantly killed, had known him and had a run-in with him before. But those details are still coming out. But my point was, I just heard you talking about the police state and how these officers were charged with the escalated use of force, and that didn't happen. And after the fact, you know, it was like all hearsay. Why she didn't use her taser on him. It was like a city councilman was called and called somebody else, a reporter. To let people know, the Austin American Statesman said that the taser was knocked out of her off her belt. But if you look at the design of the holster, that's very unlikely. Not to mention, it turned out the source of that of information actually was the city manager told a city councilman, and it was the word of the word of the word ended up making the paper and trying to make it seem like she didn't use it. And
well,
I'm just sick of it.
They're circling the wagons around.
Well, that's right.
Reasons.
I'm just really upset. I'm still upset at what's going on, how this young man was taken out and when he was 18 years old, and for essentially being at the wrong place at the wrong time. And it all has to do with this drug war that they're throwing down on us. And
the phony drug war.
It's just an excuse to get everybody in prison, and I'm just sick of it.
I'll tell you, it's a phony drug war, too, of course, you know.
Sully Castile says, if they ever legalize it, the banking systems will collapse because our financial systems are totally in bed with the drug cartels and the money laundering.
Yeah, that's
why. For people to deny that, it's deny the fact that Bush and Kerry are cousins and they're in the skull and bones, and it's all just an elite conspiracy against the individual.
Well, you bring up some good points, Gabe. That's why the Taliban had to be removed, because they had knocked out $300 million a month of drug money from Afghanistan that was pouring into the New York banks. And so Taliban had to go, brother. Now they've got three times as much opium growing over there now that the Taliban wouldn't have drugs. They didn't believe in drugs. And now that our government took it over again, the U.S. bankers are making three times the amount a month from drugs coming out of Afghanistan. So
that's why my understanding is the heroin and the opium is just all over the streets a lot more than it was 2 years ago.
Sure.
It's just insane how they use this drug war.
This is really sad because I've had a lot of problems in our Phoenix Police Department, too, and I did a program on it one day about the munchkins they're hiring, female and males, that can't carry their weight in a street fight. You know, when you have somebody you have to arrest, they can't do it because of upper body strength. They're too small, and they're hiring these little munchkin women and men because it's politically correct to do so.
That's just ridiculous.
What happens is I had a female officer come to my rescue one night when I was getting the heck beat out of me, and I'm a pretty big guy and know how to take down bad guys, but I had several guys beating me, and I was able to put out a distress call, and they send a little munchkin female over there, and she jumped on the back of one of these big guys, and he ran down the street with her, and I had to rescue her, get her off his back, because I thought he was going to take her away who knows where, you know?
It's just ridiculous how this whole, like, politically correct thing gets in the way of prudent, practical law enforcement and tactics, where you have to, you know, bow down to these political pressures to be politically correct when, you know, I don't want no 110-pound munchkin as my backup when there's a, you know, 200-pound street thug there looking
to
chop your head off.
Well, it happens, and what happens is the munchkins have to go to deadly force because they can't go through the, you know, the pepper spray and the nightstick because they're too afraid, you know. They have their pepper spray taken away from them, their nightstick taken away from them, and then they got to shoot them. Well,
that's a really good point.
What we need to have is people. We need to have cops that can win these battles against these criminals on the streets instead of these munchkins that have to run for cover or pull their gun and start shooting the minute they get scared.
Well, it gets me with the whole taser thing, that these officers should be trained martial artists, and they should know how to use unarmed, you know, unarmed martial arts skills to disarm a person.
That's the way we were training them when I was on the force. I guess they're handing them stun guns now and taser and just say, hey, you don't need to know anything else.
Hey,
thanks,
ridiculous.
Gabe. Thanks a lot, buddy, for calling in. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Remember, the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. 800-313 9443 if you'd like to call in. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Yes, folks, what happened to the good old days when cops were taught as peace officers to not kill people? And, shucks, when I was on the force not too long ago, we would take guns away from people and shotguns away from them. We were taught how to do it. Well, my goodness, a person up here with a shotgun or a gun today, 12 officers would unload into him without even trying to take him down. So things have sure changed today, folks, when we're attacking people without guns and killing them and tasering 12-year-old kids. Things have truly changed in America today. As I was saying on a program I was on today for a little while, somebody invited me on another radio program, and I was talking about when I was in the police academy. And then when I was also a state certified police trainer, that we were being taught the end justifies the means political philosophy. And that is, you can use bad methods, even immoral and unlawful means, to, as long as your goal is good. If you accomplish your goal, which the government decides what the goal is, and if it's good. Some of those goals aren't good, but if you use bad means to do something good, then that's fine. And that's the basis of law enforcement today, and also the military today. We're getting the same thing, that If you kill a family of non-combatants to kill one enemy, that's good. No problem with that. And we're beginning to see that on the streets of the cities today, too. So let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Yes, Jack. I'm going to really take this out of the box.
Okay.
Now, my background is security.
All right.
And I took up a program called Model Mugging that teaches people how to handle their adrenaline so that people in security would not have to resort to deadly force. Now, Model Mugging is designed for women not to get mugged. They also have a men's program.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a pretty good program, except there's a very liberal slant to it.
Yes.
But the person is in a fully padded suit, and the person in the padded suit barks at you, and you have to learn how to handle it.
They bark at you, huh?
Yeah, not literally bark.
All right.
But, Jack, I know how to disarm guns from people, take people down,
and so forth,
without using deadly force.
Well, that used to be the basic training, Jeff, on police departments. What are they training them today?
Now let me really take you out of the box.
Yeah, okay.
Number two, non-American cops. Jack, when this country goes down, and I believe it will be through the use of nuclear weapons in our cities, the foreign cops are going to shoot at will Americans because they hate Americans. These will be UN cops, and they will not care about our Constitution or anything.
That's right.
And that should be the biggest thing that should scare the bejeebies out of people is these foreign cops who a lot of them are Muslims and so forth who hate infidels who will rape at will and so forth. Al Cooper talks about that in his book.
Oh, yeah, and he's right.
America sold out.
Yes, that's why like I've said before many times, officers from different states, like down south going up and working in New York City or New York City cops working in Southern California, even that kind of separation, there's a difference in that the people don't relate, the cops don't relate to the people.
Because they don't.
There's such a big difference. So you can imagine bringing foreign troops in here, how they're not going to relate or care about the people. We've seen it in just areas of the country, the reaction of other police on when they're sent into other areas of the country, get a job over there. So you're right. You're right, Jeff.
And to take it even deeper than that, the cops who are going to be loyal to the New World Order will be part of this contingent. And you know what? Cops should never be nationalized. Even the John Birch Society said that cops should be kept on a local level. And cops are becoming nationalized and internationalized. And the purpose of cops is to react to a problem. Security is to prevent a problem.
Right. Absolutely.
And here is the scariest thought of all. Dissidents will be taken to concentration camps just like in communist countries.
Yes, and Jeff, as you know, we have propounded for years on this program and also through our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, the FBI brochure that was put out about 5 years ago that lists almost every American that loves God and loves freedom as domestic terrorists on that form that they handed out to all the police officers. So the police are being brainwashed into believing certain factions of our country are enemies of the state. And so they're already being prepared to come against certain people in the state, like Christians and those that mention the Constitution too many times. That's right there in the brochure, are suspected domestic terrorists. And so, we've got some rough days coming, Jeff, if the people don't continue to help us to wake up the masses of people out there and get them awake as to what's coming down the road.
I received your newsletter today. I liked it, and let me take you deeper down the rabbit hole. Once people are captured, they'll be tortured, just like in communist countries. If you ever read Richard Wurmbrand and people like that, you'll have torture being done in this country worse than Abu Ghraib.
Yes.
And a lot of Americans don't realize that because most Americans care about eating and drinking and so forth and could care less. People just do not realize what is coming down the line. It'll be completely manufactured, and it'll go step by step with the Soviet order of battle.
Well, Jeff, you're not saying anything wrong, and that's what I believe is coming. I think you're right. We have the end justifies the means political philosophy in law enforcement and the military means torture. Because if it's a good goal, in other words, getting the truth out, then it's okay to torture and kill somebody, because your methods are okay if your goal is good.
Extracting information.
That's
there
right.
There is a red and blue list out there,
mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that's not talked about, except on Patriot Radio, and I really believe you guys are the last voice, because you won't hear this in Sean Hannity. You won't hear this in Rush Limbaugh, and you won't hear this on any of the mainstream media, because I believe there's a blackout on this. The red and black list, the red and blue list, was what they used back in Nazi Germany.
Uh-huh. Well, same thing's going on today. They're using the German Nazi programs in so many areas. They're copying them in our gun control and all that, Jeff. So thanks for the good information, and like I say, I can't disagree with anything you said, Jeff.
No problem, my friend, and I'll let you go and let other callers on.
All right. Thanks a lot now. Okay, let's go to Sam out of Missouri. No, that's Missouri, isn't it, Sam?
You bet. How are you, Jack?
Doing okay, brother.
First of all, how's Angela doing?
Well, I was going to give a report today. Things have not changed very much, only that I was going to appeal again for people to send letters and cards to her, because they pretty much stopped. And, boy, she sure got a lift out of those. And I asked her last night if she'd been getting any more cards and letters, and she hadn't. But she needs to keep a hold of her depression, because she hadn't been able to get a doctor to talk to her for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and her breast is where she had that golf ball-sized piece taken out, is beginning to feel very strange and swell up, and she's got all kinds of things running through her mind as to what that could be. And so I would just ask the people, Sam, to keep sending those letters and cards, and just tell her you're praying for her. And I'm glad you asked about that, because I didn't want to not tell the people what's going on. I mean, she's a fighter, and she believes she's going to lick this thing, but she can't seem to get help from the doctors. And maybe that's good, because she's self-treating herself right now with Jonathan T., Dr. Jonathan something T., and then the Essiac T., and the little seeds, apricot seeds, and other things that she's doing to try to fight the cancer herself.
Right.
But hopefully on the 27th now, I'll be back there by then, and we hope that the doctors are going to speak to her and tell her what they know and do some more tests to see if she still has cancer or not.
Oh, well, we'll continue to pray and continue to do, you know, to keep going on this, because you know how the Lord works through the power of prayer, and that's
Amen.
The most important
that's
thing.
Right,
is,
that's the important thing, and like I say, anybody out there that wants to send a letter to her, or just a note, that's fine. You don't have to buy a $3 card or anything, but just she opens those, and she feels like she's got a great family out there that's praying for her, and that it sure cheers her up. And let me give out that address again, Sam.
Yeah.
It's, as I'm thinking about it here, it's 113 North Sharp Street. Now, she told me the other day that I'm giving it out wrong. I was saying Sharp Street. She said you're supposed to say North Sharp Street. So it's 113 North Sharp, like sharpening a knife.
Yeah.
Street, Poseyville, Poseyville, Indiana, 47633. Poseyville, Indiana, 47633. And so anyway, that's where we're at. And we also want to, once again, Sam, thank all of those for sending a few bucks to us. That has been just the way that we've continued to go there, because we're supporting her down there and supporting our household here. And,
yeah.
And now that she's had to retire from work, we never could support us on just my small police pension.
Yeah.
So it's really a drag financially, and we want to thank all those for sending in a few bucks, and praise the Lord. God's in his heaven, and we're going to get through this thing, Sam. We know it, because Angie needs to be back here and helping these other veterans who have the Gulf War syndrome like she does, to get these poisons cleaned out of their bodies, and which she's been doing since 1991, helping other soldiers.
Absolutely. Well, Jack, the reason I'm calling in today is I urge everybody to either go up on the web and download a transcript of Ron Paul's latest message. And
okay.
They've been doing this all along, I'm sure, but now it's out in your face. Apparently, there is a bill that's masquerading as a UN reform bill that is pending that, if passed, will make any resistance to any government that's party to the UN, you know, that's connected with the UN, and of course ours is,
yes,
that would make it an international crime.
Okay.
And
okay, what's that website that we can go in and pull that down for the listeners out there?
Let's see. Doggone it, I had it in my mind here, but I'm not by the computer right now. But you can also call it. I'll give you the phone number where you can actually get a recorded copy of it. I do remember this one by heart because I'm always calling it more than I go up online.
Okay.
But anyway, it's 1-888.
Okay.
322-1414.
1414. That's easy enough. 888-322-1414.
Right, it's a brand new one, and he's mentioning that it's the neocons that are pushing this through.
Oh yes,
and
they know, Sam, that UN troops are going to be on the city in America, and they're getting ready for it, saying that it's a crime to resist.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing.
And that's the message they're sending. They're trying to send the message that resistance is futile, and.
That's right.
And
we're having all of our soldiers sent out of the country to fight these wars for these international crime families, and then the foreign troops are going to move in after the next big boom in America that takes out hundreds of thousands of Americans. And the American people will basically welcome the foreign troops because they're going to be so scared and want protection from government. Most of them, I'm afraid, Sam, will not resist.
Right. Okay, Trish just had the address for that for Ron Paul if you want to go up there. It's www.paul, P-A-U-L, / house.gov.
House.gov, G-O-V. Okay.
Yeah.
It's Paul / house.gov.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
And it's under the heading of Texas Straight Talk.
Texas Straight Talk. Okay, gotcha.
So,
thank you, Brother Sam.
You bet. God bless, Jack.
And
keep hanging in there, brother.
Say hi to Trish, too. Okay.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bless. Bye-bye. Okay, folks. Well, good information. Another UN bill, reform bill out there that they're going to tighten the knot around the noose, around our neck. And so get involved. Call that number, 888-322-1414, or go to paul.com/house.gov. Thank you, Sam. Let's go to Daniel real quick. Daniel, welcome to the program. Where are you from, Daniel?
Thanks, Jack. I'm from Colorado. I live in Lafayette. I saw you when you were here about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
You spoke at a school here and told your story and everything. And
all right.
Appreciated that. I actually called in for something else, but I thought since I just came across this, you probably didn't hear this. Dave and Joyce had on their program a fellow named Colonel Joe Hart, U.S. Air Force retired.
Okay.
And he has a book, which I am really am planning to get it for sure. It's called The Cure Cancer. The Cure is in the Food.
Yeah.
And I think he's broken it down and simplified it to the point. Well, I've been studying cancer therapies alternative for years now and have a lot of background on it. Although I don't really have cancer, I'm going to try to fight it ahead of time, you know.
Good deal. That's the way to do
but
it.
But anyway,
he
says... I've
had Colonel Joe on my show.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
oh, good.
Sure
well,
have.
You know about his book then. That's good.
Yes.
Well,
why don't you give out the name of it, though? There could be people listening that want to copy it down.
Yeah, apparently it's called Cancer, the Cure is in the Food.
Okay.
And it's Colonel Joe Hart.
H-A-R-T?
I'm not sure because I only heard it orally.
Okay.
But I'm trying H-A-R-T. Of course, any... Probably if you go to a bookstore to look it up, or if you get it from Dave and Joyce there, they're selling it for $14.95 plus shipping.
Okay, and it's cancer. The cure is in the food. Okay.
And he calls it God's chemotherapy. And the idea is that there's acid in ox- oxalic acid in all the foods that are high, and you take that foods that have oxalic acid. He says in 8 days, 5 to 8 days, by drinking carrot juice, not terrible amount of it either, just a can of it every day, in 24 hours, he says you can totally stop tumor growth.
I'll be doggone. Wow.
And then he says you can get too much, and he says there's things that block it, and he says stay away from the things that block it. Actually, if you had him on the show, you probably heard that. So.
Yeah, I think it's been a while. We need to get him back up.
But I think this is hot stuff. I think I don't wish I would get cancer, but I'm going to start using the therapy ahead of time.
That's the way to do it. Self-treat it. Yep.
Then the thing I really called you about is I get Dave Hunt's newsletter called The Brian Call. And the latest one is June, and it's got a nice caption on the front. The truth is more devastating than fiction. Isn't that nice? And his says, Judgment Day, Islam, Israel, and the nations. And if I could just read a tiny bit of this here.
Okay, well, listen, we're coming up on the break, and we've got another caller. Daniel, how long is it?
I can get it done in 30 seconds about.
Okay, we'll be back. Hang on over the break. And Margaret, Texas, we'll be back with you, too. We hope to get you in before the end of the show. Stay tuned, folks, for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Go back to Daniel. Daniel, finish up real quick. We got another caller on the line. Two more. Don't go. We're going to make it.
And he quotes Zechariah 12, 2 and 3, and I'll just give part of it. Behold, I make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about it. They shall be in siege against Judah and Jerusalem, and all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it, apparently Jerusalem there. And then he mentions several times where U.S. Has been biting itself in the rear or something, you know, undermining our stated policy and undermining Israel state quite a few times. And on the thing you were talking about, 6 days earlier, on June 8, 1967, the fourth morning of the Six-Day War, the USS Liberty, an electronic eavesdropping vessel, arrived off the Sinai coast and began to suck in every Israeli military communication, relaying it all to the British Secret Service giant computer installation on Cyprus. From there, complete maps of every Israeli military move were transmitted in advance to the Arab armed forces. With that help, the Arabs might have been able to use their overwhelming superiority numerically to turn the tide of the war. Israel had no choice except to sink the Liberty. Of course, the media screamed about this cold-blooded attack, and nobody believed Liberty had been mistaken for a hostile Egyptian ship. Neither the U.S. nor Israel has publicly told the truth. I think that there's a lot of truth in that, and that the Israelis were acting for survival against betrayal.
This is new to me. I've heard about the USS Liberty for years. I wonder what he came out with that.
Well, he quotes, if you see the whole thing, he quotes a number of historical people that have done investigations and written books and stuff like that. And I think that you might want to have Dave on. I think he'd be real interesting. I don't agree with him on everything, but I think he's a very stimulating and learned on this. Thanks
a
lot, Jack. God bless.
Bye-bye. Take care. Lord bless. Let's go to Margaret in Texas real quick. Margaret, welcome to the program.
Yes, Officer Jack. I just wanted to comment on the situation here in Austin with the boy that got shot the other day.
Yeah.
I live probably only 2 miles from the area where he was shot, which is a working-class residential area, by the way.
Uh-huh. I see.
You know, it's not like drugs. It isn't the way it's characterized in the paper at all.
I see. Okay.
And the thing is, it scares me because I have a 15-year-old son myself, and I've told him after what happened, I said, you have to be so careful if you're with any of your friends in a car.
Oh, yes.
They're shooting first,
so he's got to be very careful.
And the way that they've tried to characterize the whole situation in the mainstream media here today on KLBJ, one of the commentators who was filling in for one of their regular persons, her defense of the police was, well, did anybody see him get out of the car with his hands up as if that was justification for shooting the guy?
Yeah. No,
you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't sound good at all. If it was an accident, then a female officer had her gun cocked and shot him accidentally, but her gun should not have been out. If she's going to tackle this guy, she should have had the body conditioning to be able to get his hands behind his back and so forth.
Exactly.
She was ready to shoot him, it seems
exactly.
like. That's why the
exactly.
gun was off if it was an accident.
And the professionalism, I know you're an ex-cop, the professionalism in that line of work has gone downhill. It's no longer a profession anymore. It's a way to make a paycheck, I think, for a lot of these people.
Well, it's sad, truly
sad. It is sad.
We're coming
up. I'm going to let you go.
Music. Thanks a lot. Hey, Brother Drew, sorry we missed you there in Little Rock. Call back tomorrow if you would, brother. Appreciate it. Okay, folks, well, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, folks, this old cop gives you this pledge once in a while. I like to give it to you. I pledge to you a nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order absolutely never. I give you this pledge each and every day because, you know, folks, I truly do love you and love America and want to see us come back under our constitutional republic. Hope you have a great day. God bless all of you out there, and good night to you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.